unlock exclusive content, and access to our podcast while supporting our show. How is that possible? Become a Narratives of Purpose patron at patreon.com/NOP podcast. Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the final episode of season 4 on Narratives of Purpose. Today, we will take a look at the past few months and share what is coming next on the podcast. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much for your continued support. If you are new to our show, we are delighted to have you amongst our audience. Even though this is a review episode, it might just be the perfect introduction to Narratives of Purpose for you. My name is Claire Marie Gande. I am your host on this podcast, which showcases unique stories of changemakers, stories of people who are contributing to make a difference in society. I created this show to amplify social impact by sharing individual journeys of ordinary people who I believe are making extraordinary impact within their communities and around the world. So this is the right place for you to be inspired to take action. Heard me talk in the introduction about the purpose of this podcast and why I created it. But after 4 seasons, a total of 50 episodes, our audience has grown and we would like to get to know you as well. Who are you? Where are you listening from? How did you hear about our show? You can also help us create the best listening experience for Narratives of Purpose. It would be very helpful if you could share a little bit about yourself and give us some of your feedback about the podcast through an anonymous survey. Please take 2 minutes to do that by visiting bit.ly/NOP survey. That's bit.ly/NOPSURVEY. You can also find the link in the episode show notes. Now, about this 4th season of our podcast. Check out these numbers. 6 months, 12 episodes, and 20 guests. We hadn't had that many guests in any previous season. If I want to be accurate, though, I actually interviewed 19 guests. The 20th is a former guest from season 1. Her name is Lucy Antrobus. She is an NGO founder and edtech entrepreneur, who I invited on the show to interview me for our 2-part episode celebrating the podcast's 2nd anniversary in episodes 43 and 44.
Claire, you usually shine a light on who you're talking to today, but today we're mixing it up, reversing the hot seat, and I am here, I'm your host for today. I'm Lucy Antrobus, and I will be taking you on a tour of excavating our lovely, soulful, radio poetic voice behind the podcast Narratives of Purpose about Claire Murugandhi's why. My role is going to be simply to be an explorer, understanding what are the mechanics behind the motivational factors of a recently award-nominated podcast host. We are in London today at the studio after the International Podcast Women's Awards, and off the back of that energy and that inspiration with those women, we're going to see why Claire does what she does.
Needless to say that being interviewed on your own show is not that easy because you are the one always asking the questions to your guests. But that was a great conversation with Lucy and a fun recording as well. Apart from being interviewed, I hosted social entrepreneurs, startup founders, nonprofit organizations founders, and restaurant owners whose work spans over 5 continents: North America, Europe, Africa, Asia, and Australia. Among these guests, there was a TED Global speaker, Chef Pierre Thiam, and a Forbes 30 Under 30, Jamie Crummie. Both of them were part of our sustainable food episodes. The other special thing about this season was that we had 2 different formats. The first 8 episodes were classic single interviews highlighting an organization and its founders. And then, for the last four episodes, we created a short series exploring sustainable food systems where I interviewed multiple guests around a specific food topic for each episode. Although producing the short series required much more work than the episodes we had published previously, it was interesting to bring a new element and a storytelling aspect to the interviews. This is what one of my guests wrote in a social media post about the episode she was featured on in this series. I am pleased with this recording, and I love how Claire weaves the stories of different entrepreneurs together to create a more dynamic, systems-focused discussion. And that was exactly my intention. What did you think of this new format? Be sure to let us know in the listener survey I mentioned in the beginning. Now, you might be wondering what's coming next. Well, we have gathered such a wealth of information with our Sustainable Food series, so we will publish bonus content for each of the 11 conversations. Since a few of our Swiss guests in the series were translated into English, we will soon release episodes with the full-length interviews in their original languages, French and German. Simply because a majority of all of you listening are based in Switzerland, and we would like you to enjoy the entire conversations as we recorded them. Also, I'm pretty sure that many of you outside of Switzerland speak French and German too, so stay tuned for that. For the other full-length interviews that were recorded in English with our guests based in the UK and the US, they will also soon be available as exclusive ad-free content for our patrons. So if you haven't joined our membership community yet, then this is a good time to do so. Please visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/NOP podcast. That's patreon.com/NOP podcast. The link is also available in the show notes. That's it for now. I'll be back in a few months with season 5 and new inspiring stories of social impact. Before wrapping up this episode, let me share with you a previously unreleased interview segment from my most fascinating discussion on this fourth season. This was with Bart De Vita, a leading expert in digital transformation for healthcare in Europe, in episode 41. The part you're about to hear highlights the importance of sharing knowledge.
Well, Hippocrates was in ancient Greece, the godfather of the ethical foundation for medicine. So he wrote quite a lot of books, which were quite interesting. One of that books is on airs, treaties, and waters, where he described that societies that have unequal access to healthcare are societies that are mechanical and unstable. And I said, okay, these are the insights from over 2,000 years, and we're still trying to solve that problem. Why did nobody understand that access to healthcare should be something that, if it's globally available, would be probably a formula for more peace on this planet? Like, reading back in these books is like, okay, there's so much knowledge and wisdom out there that has always been out there and has been sometimes applied, sometimes not. So the philosophy of open access actually came out of that corner from Hippocrates. Like, medicine was one of the earliest sciences. Before then, Galileo and others started to work on different sides. And that whole philosophy of sharing knowledge and understanding that if we share knowledge, that we will advance as a society faster, we will be able to accelerate a knowledge discovery, because everything we know is based on the knowledge of others. And it's something that we tend to forget when we start building walls around knowledge. And that whole philosophy was a part why we progressed as society. Since the Enlightenment in Europe, out of a Western perspective, there was been quite a lot of progress by creating that open, accessible knowledge pool that everybody can tap into.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate you taking the time. Remember that you can share this episode with your network, with your friends and family. As always, we would appreciate you rating our show with 5 stars on Spotify. If you are an Apple Podcast listener, then do write us a review. We'd be happy to share it on our social handles. You can find us mainly on LinkedIn at Narratives of Purpose Podcast and on Instagram at narratives_of_purpose_podcast. Until the next episode, take care of yourselves, stay well, and as always, stay inspired. podcast was produced by Tom at Rustic Studios.